March 17th, 1972. Happy St. Patrick's Day, Carol, you ding dong. We're going to take up Senate Bill 304, 209, 185, and House Concurrent Resolution Number 30.
So the local government committee meeting's in room 5, and I don't know how long it's going to take them.
Local government has resources.
Resources, is it?
Yeah, they listen to Max Brewer on his Wall Street.
Oh, I saw Senator in there, so I thought he was conducting the meeting.
By the time it gets over with, radio is found to be a knowledge.
We,
if you can remember what the subject is, we used to report.
We went over Senate Bill 304, which was introduced by Senator Groh. I'm sorry that he's over there and not here. Does the committee feel that we should go ahead and take it up? We do have Mr. Ferrer here.
Yeah, I like this.
And
Mr. Chairman,
Mr. Carter,
how do you think? What's that? Should we take the subject matter up? Maybe.
304?
I mean, something should be done. The state employees got 2 weeks deprivation of their wage.
Well, they're interested in is really getting the interest off the money.
Yes, that's a good point. I found out what the interest is now in savings account. 6% for a 2-year time period and 5.75% for a minimum 1,000. So if they got 5.75% on there, by the time 10 years is up, they have it compounded annually. That seems to me to be a good fair way without interfering with you administratively. What do you
think? Certainly it would be the least offensive to me or at this point in time in terms of administering.
Mr. Chairman, I was wondering what the representative
from all of has some comments. You know,
are you speaking in the capacity of a state employee or as an officer in administration?
He's a conflict of interest bill on that one.
I don't expect to get any interest on that.
I'd like to hear what John and State Employees Association would think about giving them the rates that you'd get if your money was on deposit and savings alone.
I think that's excellent, Senator. A couple things that we have worked on this since we talked about it, and we were wondering about the possibility of extending the period of which a advance is paid back, say from. And I honestly don't know, Dick, and I thought maybe we could talk about it today. If it was 6 months, how do you feel the ratio? I mean, you know, do you feel you'd lose some state employees over that, or versus 3 months? Or?
I'm going to let Bill answer this question
time,
because he works for
At the present time, the maximum is 6 months.
Oh.
And moreover, as a general rule, it's closer to 7 months because the first payment is not applied until an employee receives a full month's pay. So if he works 3 weeks during one pay period and then goes into another pay period, he has almost 7 months.
For some reason, the employees were under the understanding it was a 3-month payback. So it may be that something, the other point was that they be aware of the fact when they become new employees, that they can get an advance. And then a suggestion on the interest was that possibly we could take the employee's starting salary and the terminal salary of what he was making when he was done. There's a computation problem because it changes each month. So rather than trying to compute each one of those, we take his starting salary, his ending salary, divide it down the middle. In other words, you know, take it down the middle and then give an interest on that. Because otherwise, each month it would have to change because they're holding. At the end of 6 weeks, he's paid for the first 2 weeks. But they're always holding, in other words, the amount they're holding gets progressively bigger as he gets a bigger salary.
Is that right? The guy gets on, takes 2 weeks payout, right? And he's a buffer against all of these. Has that actually increased?
Well, his salary would increase.
And then he's got a point then.
So every time his salary increases, whether a merit salary increase or a promotion.
That amount of money is not fixed.
It's not fixed.
That's an unusual thing. Why?
It's the only time they keep us for 2 weeks.
For 25 years.
No, 2 weeks.
Yeah. They don't have use of the money for 24 every month at the time.
2 weeks, buddy.
It keeps turning over, John.
It turns over, but the state maintains a $4 million amount of money from that.
Not correct, because if you take your premise, then the very first. If they hold the same amount of money and the same thing for 2 weeks for the first time during the deal, then the very first holdout would be the holdout. That would be like $20 or $50. That would be the two-week lag, and you'd have that $50 coming at the end of 25 years. But that's not the case. You have an amount equal to 2 weeks of his pay at the going rate that he's leaving. That's what he gets his termination pay, right? Well, otherwise, you get the original amount that he started in with. So it's turning every 2 weeks.
Except he's right, technically, but substantively, he doesn't have use of the money. I don't care if there's a fair amount he doesn't have use of. That's what you're paying interest on. Well, the turnover is true.
What we're saying is the state's making
that's what
the interest off $4 million that the employee should be receiving.
I remember when you went to work and they said, this is, you get your payday this time and you get your this. You must work 7 hours or 8 hours or 10 or whatever it comes down to. You get 1 week off and this. And those were the rules that you went to work by. If you didn't like it, you said, hell, I don't want to work here. I'll go someplace where I like the rules.
He's logically correct. It's just a condition of employment. If they come in, and that's agreed, but it seems to me just fair and equitable. Sure, that's a condition of employment. You're losing the state's benefit. But that's the fringe benefit if they get interest on it. It's fair. I mean, it's...
But the state doesn't come around. The state doesn't come around and say, what are you doing this minute? Well, I happen to be between jobs right now. I just finished this deal, and I'm waiting for him to bring something over. They don't come around and tell you that. In other words, I've seen by the hours people sitting on state time waiting to do something.
On these advances that they get, and you allow them to go up to 6 months.
Yes,
sir. Do they charge any interest on that? You're actually getting money that doesn't belong to them, and you're making a loan to them without interest, aren't you?
There's no interest charged on those advances.
Pardon?
No interest is charged on your advances.
Well, at least you should charge if you give anybody interest. You should charge at the going rate till you're ready to quit.
Well, how long is the advance paid back?
Why back?
This, I think, is a point that should be clarified here. Now, apparently, it was thought on the part of the Public Employees Association that had to be paid back in 3 months, but the bill was saying it's not so. We commit to 6 months.
The advance, the repayment is selected by the employee with the guidance of a personnel officer for the agency he works at, and the maximum is 6 months. If he wants to, he could pay it back in 2 months or 3 months or 4 months. But
Mr. Chairman, I understand. I would suggest it's a fair quid pro quo. They'll pay you 6 months interest. Well, you pay your interest in 25 years or as long as they're there. I mean, that's a fair deal, quid pro quo. That's 6 months interest. Okay. That's true.
What is that? Some kind of herring?
It's a two-way street.
What's that? I didn't understand what you said there.
I guess I'm not as clear as you.
Well, if we don't look at the interest, feel that the interest is fair and just, then we're back to the two-week lag. And all we were saying was that, all right, we would feel that the administration does, in fact, because of the terrain problems and so forth in Alaska, we would concede that there was problems getting the checks to them. So we were just suggesting an alternative would be the interest. And I think it could be fair and equitable. Unlike what Senator Ray has indicated, I think that they do have an amount of money. They will admit that they do have $4 million of state employees' money. And it does turn over, but it's still state employees' money. And yet the interest that's made off that state employees' money goes into the state coffers. Not into the state employees' pocket.
Well, then what you're really saying is that in group, there is a strength. But if an individual, all his interest is the amount of money that he personally feels that he's being withheld from the interest, but then you're taking it on the larger scale and say, because we have so many state employees, we have this X amount of dollars being withheld, the $4 million annually or monthly or whatever it is really in a state of flux all the time, right? Is that what you're saying? In other words, you're not taking on an individual. You're saying your group knows that there's, even though these people don't belong to your association, you're still representing them to get their money, the $4 million interest on this $4 million that the state is presently getting interest on. Is that what you're saying?
A lot of our members. I'd like to clear that up. Many of them are members. All these good devil's
advocates. Mr. Chairman.
Yes, indeed.
Better be the governor or you're out.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, you know, just like the deposit money and savings and loan, it turns over. They don't just earmark your deposit. They're continually turning over money. And just like the 2 weeks has in fact been earned, the money is earned and it must be debited to the state account in order, because it's been earned. If it's been earned, it doesn't belong to the state. It's to be used only as a contingency in case that something goes wrong and the state has to protect, which is a legitimate public concern. But from a banker's viewpoint or anybody that's familiar with, oh God, somebody should pay interest on
all right. Now answer
basically
me a
it.
Answer me a question. If I go to the bank and I have time deposit for 90 days, time deposit, and I only keep it for 63 days, but for 85 days, what happens?
Well, usually if it's in a tax certificate, you lose it. But if it's in a revolving regular savings account, you get interest immediately.
Up to what?
Put
up right up to the day?
Well, it
or to the end of the last interest month?
Well, it depends. It varies.
To the end, you cannot sue the, at least the state should sue the banks for not getting interest right up to the second when you take that money out.
You're damn right.
Well,
depends what your bank you're in.
If you put it in the I know in the State Employees Credit Union, you receive day-to-day interest.
Really?
It varies.
How much
they
interest?
They take day-to-day interest,
but when you be ready to come and bring your money out of the bank, you get paid at the end of the last interest month, period. Whether it's 1 day or 26
some
months.
Banks, Bill, some banks you don't. You're right.
I'd like to ask quickly, can we always be assured that this 4 million lag, approximately, is invested and earning interest, or are there times when it might not be?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, all state funds are in the possession of the state treasurer. He operates with as little cash as possible, but there is always cash that is idle. There is over $2 million that's in compensating deposit accounts, and there's about $6 to $8 million that's in clearing accounts to meet to redeem warrants as they're processed. In addition, there is always about $2.5 million in the funnel in agency bank accounts that's in the process of coming into the state treasury. So there is a considerable amount of money that is not earning interest.
Well, then you can't always be sure whether the state employees part of it is earning interest or not. This is what I'm trying to. The employees feel
well,
that the state's taking something away from them, and I just want to make sure that it is earning money.
Mr. Chairman, if I might be permitted an observation, possibly through a question, I wonder, Mr. Carter, are you really that interested in this bill?
I'm interested in anything that affects state employee lots, sir.
I understand it, but to the extent of the amount of trouble it is apparently causing, the amount of expense that's been put to it already, and with no satisfactory solution. I mean, if we are, we can continue on with this, and probably we won't have time to take up too much other business today.
Bill, Mr. Chairman, what about getting a simple committee substitute for 304 to give them 5.75% interest, period?
I'm willing to sit here and discuss anything for the benefit of state employees. And if this is the most priority, I'd be more than happy
to sit right here. I'd like to resolve this thing one way or the other, and it's been pointed out, of course, by Mr. Freeman.
I would move that we table it for until the author has a chance to appear and be heard on the bill.
Any objection to that?
The author's a member of the committee yet, though. He can come in anytime he wants.
Well, I think it's a reasonable request.
I mean, when Cliff gets here, let him come in and holler. Because we've got something else to talk about.
Can I make a suggestion? I'd like to see a rough draft of a committee substitute that I'll try to talk the author into permitting to go through the committee and we'll give him simple interest. Could you draft one up for me, at least?
Would you put in your... did you put that in the form of a motion or just a suggestion?
Well, I would. I'd ask that a draft bill, a committee substitute, given simple interest, be prepared for consideration by the committee.
Do you want to add to that with the concurrence of the
with
author?
With the concurrence of the author.
What?
Yeah.
That bill?
Okay.
What you're talking about?
264.
I wonder, Mr. Chairman, if I might...
Bill, just saying that you rejected it.
No, ask at least suspend the rules and move 264 up because of the people we have here.
Who's the author?
from Mr. Miller, I guess. I don't know, it's a committee substitute, I think.
You're giving priority to the majority?
No, not really. I'm giving priority to state employees. If it's in order, Mr. Chairman, I would ask that we suspend the agenda as printed here and take up 264 at this time. If we have the people here, then we can probably discuss it.
Any objection?
Well, let's look at the item. What's 264 do, Bill? I don't remember.
Some housekeeping, Bill. I don't know.
It says related to retirement benefits.
Oh, some straighten out two things.
Did everyone have coffee?
I think that's a great idea.
I'll give you coffee.
Oh.
Well, I imagine that somebody would probably provide a copy of it. I have a feeling.
You got to know Mr. Ray's getting into the big leagues.
Senator Miller's been.
What's that?
Senator Miller's been working on this for quite a while. He had a package of bills that had to do with retirement benefits. He's been working with the governor's office and whoever else that he get a hold of, and they've come back with this committee substitute as a suggestion to consolidate all of these bills.
Many
in the
bills,
package.
Senator Miller, at least about four or five bills you
introduced.
Mr. Chairman, maybe I can go to the heart of the matter. As you're aware, I introduced 264, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. To upgrade the state employee's retirement system and cost some $9 million. That was about 3 weeks ago, and I've been in and out of meetings with Mary Jean Hackwood, the governor, members of the Department of Administration, the Department of Revenue, Senator Ray and Senator Butrovich, as well as some actuaries from Seattle. And the governor has said that despite the austerity program of the state, he feels that he can support a modest upgrading of the state employee retirement system, which is before you, in a committee substitute form. I offered to bow to his introducing an administration bill, but he felt it would be more expeditious and would like to see it moved quickly. What it does, and I'll just read it to you, is the first portion combines Senate Bill 305, is it, which Senator Ray introduced, and which has a very modest impact and is supported by the governor and the Department of Administration.
And the last state employees. So.
Section 2 upgrades the benefit formula. Section 2 increases the amount of employee contribution from the existing 3.5 to 4.25% of his payroll. This is in an effort to share and distribute the cost of this new upgrading between the state and the employee. So I understand that the APEA has agreed to support this provision. Okay, what it does is essentially this. It lowers the vesting from the existing 8 years to 5 years. This is conforms with the United States Civil Service Retirement Act. It reduces from 8 to 5 years the vesting requirement for non-occupational disability benefits. It increases the benefit formula, as originally spelled out in Senate Bill 264, from the current 1% per month for each year to 1.5%. The second 10 years from 1.5% to 1.75%. The remaining after 20 is still 2%. This was the major cost factor, and this is essentially why the state employees are kicking in an additional 0.75%. It puts a floor on minimum benefits, which retirees will get, to $10 per month for each year of service. And this really helps out those people who are at the very, very low end of the scale. The governor was particularly interested in this one, saying that he knew of several cases that were just terrible injustice. People weren't getting anything. It has a non-occupational death survivors benefit provision, which a sump lump benefit payment of $1,000 plus $100 for each year of completed credited service will be given for to the survivors in the event of the death of the state employee. At the present time, it's only $100 per year of credited service. In other words, we throw in an extra $1,000. If the state employee worked for 5 years, his survivors would get $1,500. This is a compromise position from what the state employees originally asked for. It removes, well, it doesn't. It removes whatever maximum percentage would be necessary for the state to contribute. This is a mechanical thing anyway, and the ceiling that was in the law is not really relevant. And that's essentially what the policy. Am I correct, Bill?
The policy. The joint survivor, Bill.
Yeah, you're right. Provides for a joint and survivor's option may be elected up to 30 days prior to the retirement date.
Right.
Now, Mr. Chairman, what this would do is it would cost the state of Alaska approximately $2 million on current payroll. The rest of the money that is necessary for the upgrade would come from the additional 3.75%. And the additional 0.75%, which the state employees would be kicking in.
1.8 million for the state and 2 million. 1.8 million for the state.
No, it's a little bit more.
The cost is 2.06. Well, hey, it is
the state anything. Share is about 1.8 million.
1.82 million. Yeah.
Right.
And that would.
Depending on a full payload.
Depending on the pay, yeah. Right.
This is better than interest.
That's why I wanted to get to this one rather than the haggle about interest.
I'd like to say a couple of things. Number one is Senator Butrovich has a billion friends in Vermont. In that meeting, Senator Butrovich agreed to the package, said he would move it expeditiously. The governor, the Department of Administration, and Revenue all agreed that this was a modest upgrade that they could support. One area where we hope to improve is if we can get better performance from the investment of the retirement fund, this will help the situation considerably. And Eric Wolfort said that he was committed to doing that, and we felt confident that we could. The governor indicated that as a practical matter, there probably wouldn't be a lot of pay raises in store for a while, and this is one area where he could support additional money being spent by the state. And this is sort of a compromise that we think everybody can live with. APEA, I think, is satisfied with it. The administration is satisfied with it, and it's something that won't break the budget.
The governor threw himself right into it.
Mr. Chairman, can I say something? I think Senator Miller should be complimented today. I really think it's a hell of a good idea to combine legislation. There's one suggestion I'd like to make.
Yeah,
man. And well, there's no press in here, so I mean, post-retirement pension.
That's what I said, no press.
Post-retirement pension adjustment has been one of the most aggravating things that have occurred.
It's in
the old times. I got it. I notice it's in here. I'm just going to throw out an idea to Bill and you, and John, too. You know what we ought to consider doing? We ought to consider making automatic adjustments to people who are already retired without having any cost of living relationship to it or anything, but you're going through a board. They get it automatically, just the same as anybody that retired the very day they got it. For example, You're 25 years in state of service and you retired. 10 years have gone by, okay? It's been higher increased salary. So I think that guy's retired 25. He's been out 10 years. Ought to get the same damn adjustments, retirement upgrade that the guy that gets out that very day without this cost of living or anything else. And that ain't going to cost that much more. Make it simple, automatic.
Depending on what the guy is doing, he might be hired at a higher rate of pay than he was working for on the retirement from the state. He might be, as a consultant, he might be getting $5,000 a month.
Ed, could I talk practical realities here?
How much are we talking about? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, we discussed that at length at three or four meetings with the governor, didn't we?
Yeah.
One we couldn't fly with the governor. He did say that if we can get better performance out of the funds in each of the practical matter, here's what's happened. When we got that big kitty in the general fund account, the attention to the retirement fund they neglected it. And its performance has improved considerably, hasn't it, in the last 6 months, and he expects that it will continue to do so. He feels that they'll be able to begin making these post-retirement adjustment benefits more regularly. But frankly, I'm afraid an automatic provision in there at this stage will jeopardize the whole package, because, believe me, we went as far as we could go, and in the administration, I just don't think.
If I could add one word in support, this is the sum total limit that the administration will support, and it will not support one iota more.
Well, I accept that. I mean,
no,
I obviously did a lot of work on it, but let me ask you one further question.
Did anybody estimate what it would cost based upon present retirees? I mean, how much they're paying right now, and if we made an adjustment, I'm just curious, if we made an adjustment today, for example, that, you know, we applied that automatic, maybe it's 100, how many employees you have retired, John, that are getting checks?
It's just about 100, it's right around there.
I don't think we're talking about that much. I'm not pushing it. I'm just curious as to how much cost we're talking about. Those people need it worse than the people that are immediately retiring. Hardship, they're older, it's tougher.
One question, as far as intent is concerned, would it be possible, once this is passed or something, that, and I don't even know whether it's necessary, but there was a period of time, it hasn't been since we've had this person on board, but there was a period of time that those post-retirement adjustments seemed to be missed. And I'm just wondering, you know, this is obviously an option clause that the retirement board can approve it when the fund allows it or, you know, can afford it. And I just hope that the board will realize the intent is that whenever possible.
Well, I think that's reflected in the fact that we raised the limit. Mm-hmm. And I think that the governor was pretty direct in the cross-examination of it, both the actuary and Mary Jean. I think of any doubt that he thinks that there ought to be some sort of adjustment made this year with the better performance of the fund. And I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but Senator Grohl, you raised the question originally, and you got an answer that the fund was performing at 4.5%+. See, it's a little over 5 now, and that's a substantially better performance. And I think they're going to be able to make that adjustment.
That's okay.
Believe me, Ed, if I could have gotten that provision in, I'd have stuck it in. But
could I say one other thing, Donnie? John, you sat there during the crucial negotiations when it was finally adopted, and I think that you can probably validate the fact. This bill is it, period. And I don't think I would want to, if I had to, or I wouldn't want to change any periods in it, because I've given my word to the administration and the governor himself, and that's as far as I'd be willing to. I won't support any changes whatsoever, none. I've given my word, and that's it.
Well, I understand that, but I still like to get that.
I appreciate what you're saying, and I do support your concept. 100%. 100%.
Really, maybe it would be a contribution, John, or Terry, if we could just find out. I mean, that's a reasonable request to the Department of Administration, if we did that. I'm just, it may be very modest. It could be very expensive, in which case I think I'm not suggesting that we even change the bill, but I think it's something that I think is legislation.
You know, something you might do is we can get a class and run through a concurrent resolution recommending that if all possible they do that. I don't think the governor would be missing that.
I absolutely respect what you've done on the bill. Nobody's trying to upset
you. No, I know that, Ed, but you have to understand our position,
yeah,
because this wasn't easily come by, believe me, I tell you.
Well, I think we ought to move it out of committee.
All right. I also move, Mr. Chairman.
I'll second.
But now we'll do
that. Any objection? So ordered. Will this be referred to finance next?
Automatically, no. That's one reason I was hoping we could get action here today.
Because Buckrow is just waiting at the support chamber.
Okay.
I think John will say that too.
Well, this one area, John, is a real aggravated one on other people.
Right. You know, in the package that we had requested, there was a 5%.
This was the.
I don't know,
that whole packet of bills.
What we did is we just made 264.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to leave everything else.
Well, then you can withdraw the other bills.
Yeah, once they go through,
I'll withdraw. All right.
Sure.
And then we get Terry Dell.
Terry?
Yes, sir.
Terry Dell. What? Senator Reynolds.
Would you get this, call over there and get the what it would cost there. John, you stay behind afterwards and tell him exactly what you want.
Automatic.
Is that for the committee, please?
The cost of an automatic increase,
right,
without necessity of cost of living for existing retirees.
5%?
Well, whatever they come out, it would be about
5%. You tell that Pat Hunter, we don't want any garbage. Because if it says it's garbage, we'll send it back to him.
Here's
someone asking
right
there.
Yeah, I get Xerox. Come and ask
you.
I'm going to go for that crap.
Senator Miller, you're all right. You carry a little weight in this committee.
Governor did all the work. All I did was put the message in there.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Brings a big man on the agenda.
Massive swellings, bruises, and contusions.
Uh-oh.
Bill doesn't even on the agenda. Cost over $2 million.
Committee
sent
to do
that. No.
Change.
Change.
He's about to try.
Well, things got a little grim. A point or two.
They were that close. He almost said no.
Love that one out.
In fact, we wound up screaming a little while.
Senator Joe, did you take care of Max Brewer over there and stop those oil spillages and all that stuff?
He's also a practical politician that we understood really well after he once explained it to
Max.
Once somebody had the guts to put it out there and say, hey, this is it, Dad, you know, if you don't do it, somebody else will. You're going to be the badass and we're going to be all the good guys.
And after it was over,
you know, I'm extremely pleased.
Damn, he's starting to believe his own.
The chairman's speaking to you, sir.
I'm extremely pleased with the actions of Senator Ray. This is the first time I've seen him give up a bill that we have in committee and back off.
Well, 305.
I want to compliment you.
The first page of this is 305, which is my bill.
Generally, we would never live it down. Since he was a part of this, well.
I certainly do. I'm very appreciative of the committee members' prompt attention to those problems.
To the majority leader's bills.
Those problems that arise from the state employees. Okay, get that out of here, Terry.
It's been a long time since
we've done those. Before they say no,
you
want to
hand carry it?
You want to hand
carry it? I thought I was going to be able to take it with me now. No, I stopped.
Just because it'll be on the counter tomorrow.
What do we do about all this other stuff we've got here?
Retirement death benefits of the National Guard. Jesus, are we still playing with those guys?
Well, we had some more. You know, we were going to try to get them all up into finance.
Okay.
And,
then I would move that we put that out with individual recommendations or whatever you want to do with it.
We might as well do the same thing with it.
So we sent us to get the whole package up there because I know that John wants to do something and get it all together. Thank you, Terry.
I've explained that to Mr. Burnett and Mr. Fair that this is what we were trying to do, is get all the National Guard ones in one place, and right. Then we'll find out how many we can fund. How should we send it back without recommendation and ask that it be sent to finance?
Right.
Yeah. Without recommendation, well, Bill?
Individual.
Whatever you want. I'm going to put no rec.
That's what I'm afraid of.
If you put this back, you might have to follow up in finance. You might not want to follow up with this bill. Then some guy will pin you on it.
The three of us in finance will almost forced to put no rec on it.
All right, let's do that then. Let's get on with it.
Except Eddie, boy.
Because then we have to make our decision up there. Eduardo.
Listen, bullshit. We better stick together because we only co-ops in the legislature.
Yeah, we got Ray.
You're a Lithuanian or a Yugoslavian.
Well, that's Polak. That's a Polak with no brains.
Yeah, and he goes and tells John Butchovich, I'm a Yugoslavian. And then when he talks to girl, I'm a Polak.
You're going to put in a rec.
That it be sent back without recommendation and referred to finance.
So I can sign at the same place you do.
Yeah, sure. He's going to mark it up there somewhere.
Well, I'll have him type it in if they want to mark it. Do you have that, Carol? We'll send the bills back to the floor without recommendation and ask that they be referred to finance, and then we'll have the whole package up there. I wonder if we should have a little letter of explanation on that so that perhaps the other...
Yeah, so you don't get nailed and somebody think you're against them.
And the letter should we'll have to put that in, and that the committee decided that they would get all of the National Guard bills into finance, and then we'd take action there.
All right.
I never knew the chairman would be so sensitive to the National Guard.
You know, this is such a...
I happen to...
What the hell? Have you guys any idea what tab you're going to come? They're going to come flying at you from the Legislative Council next year?
For what?
For all these studies and all of the crap that they're putting out?
Oh, that's not crap. What's that council's important?
Oh, they got
a $50,000 slush fund.
It's already got a budget
audit fund.
That's right. Yeah, well, to hire auditors.
Yeah, I know, but you don't have any trouble getting it.
Two
guys or something.
They do already have a further referral to finance, so there won't be a problem.
You know, I never spent a dime when I got anything.
I know it, but
I think we all
treat us equally. Your fellow legislative body
without recommendation, and then maybe make up a little letter to go with them. That
I got $1,900 per diem from the state. You know why?
Yeah, but there was no explanation why we did that.
I had half the budget done before you guys got here. I'm not gonna put in countless goddamn days and days and days at a time working on that crap with for nothing.
Look, you know, you ought to treat the legislative council. They ought to. They
ought. I am.
Yeah, I mean, they just cover us like we're another administrative agency.
There's no problem with these.
Right, we're one of your brothers.
Without recommendation, that's all right.
Not when you're not on, you know.
Yeah, when you're not on a bunch of money, you're gonna wreck the neck, you know.
Jesus. He picked the wrong core. You've got a good vehicle out here tonight.
Yeah.
Now, you guys want to send these back without recommendation?
Yeah. Yeah. We want individual recommendation or without recommendation?
Without recommendation.
They go to finance on
it. Yeah, it goes to finance anyway. You can say that
well, we're finished in here, aren't we?
No.
But just put in that we would like, our only consideration is possibly the budget limitations of the state.
All right, I want to.
HCR 30.
Before we get that, I'd like to bring up those resolutions I introduced the other day. They're all motherhood ones on special order business. So you get those ones I introduced the other day, the three of them in the row.
Yeah, you've got Chino, three more
Springs Road, and all that.
Are we going to send us $50 maintenance up there, too?
Yeah, go get them out. I'm not waiting around here.
But yes.
What on.
Let's send us $50 maintenance
right up
there, too.
What on.
Uniform. Jesus Christ. Mr. Chairman, before you get started, myself and then 3,500. Members I represent, thank you all.
Tell them to send me a check for about $5,000 for my next campaign if I decide to run.
Man, I call that bribery!
Hey, wait a minute, how much you testify in 304?
We already went through that.
Oh, did you?
We're going to give them interest. You don't care, do you?
They're going to bring it
up. Oh, you got a committee substitute?
Yeah, was it all right with you?
That's all right.
Okay, do it,
Terry.
No, we would. John, you
now
won again.
So
you won again.
He doesn't even want the interest.
John, you won again. Even Bill Ray will go along with that.
I have no objection.
Yeah, Chris, you got an interest for him. Let's go get those. Let's get these other resolutions out of the way while we got a quorum here.
Well, let's send
okay,
this.
Okay, let's get this one we've got here.
Jan sent 185 up there too.
It's part of the package, Jan. 185.
Can we do that? Pardon?
Yeah, I've got that.
Yeah. What the hell? Yeah, but we're putting it out without recommendation, unless somebody wants to put it out too fast, but I'm not going
to
put
it. Is there need to put a little note on there explaining all this if you wanted to go to finance?
Yeah,
this is because
we don't want them to think. And this says put in there the three members of the committee are members of the finance committee, and we want to consider it as a package.
Yeah. They don't want to get the image of being
within the limitations of an austerity budget.
Right. What was the number of that one?
Well, we're in austerity if you don't have any political funds.
The guy who made it is who was austerity.
This one's 209.
The other one's 185.
If you're going to get it, we're up the stairs.
It's right there itself.
If you're going to get it, you're
up.
It's so true.
Well, we signed 185, and this is 209.
Get my resolutions
209.
Wait, listen, I've got one for 60. That's commending the military, and that's...
Well, get all three of them out.
But let's...
All mother
what happened to HCR 30?
Well, let's do that one now and get it out of the way. It's a simple little thing.
Wait a minute.
It says within the limits of its appropriations in here.
Yeah, I saw that one.
But I move and ask Ham's consent we pass out ACR 30.
Moved we
have
that through. Any objection?
No.
So ordered.
What are the two bills
worth? Well, they're in yesterday's journal.
We have the one commending the Army and the military.
Yeah.
I think they're
and
right
two
all
of them.
In the same.
Senate concurrently?
Yes. They were in the list of yesterday's journal. We looked at them this morning, remember that?
One's
let me see your list.
The only thing that bugs you, is it?
What?
I haven't even read that.
Cooperation with all appropriate state agencies. Now, there'll be some state agency who'll say, well, you told us to do this, and we got $25,000 supplement we need more money for.
Yeah.
That's what will bust you, like legal services or something like that. Will come in for the next
you know what they're really going to, you know what that really is. That's it's a Boeing resolution.
That's long.
Yes.
It's a what?
It's a Boeing resolution. What's happened is the Boeing has gone to some of these native guys and said, hey, man, we're going to set you up a deal whereby we get hovercraft in the bush.
Yeah.
And that's what that is.
So?
That's all right. I don't mind hovercraft in the bush. Boeing
is
going to pay
for it.
Boeing
transportation.
They make a study why that they find out they can't do anything about it. What do you need? Pen?
Yeah.
Here.
Oh, you didn't sign this, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, Bartlett Memorial.
You're going to sign it.
Yeah, he signed it.
I had a
gentleman.
Is this the one?
Yeah, that's it. That Bartlett Memorial Highway, what that body wants is. Yeah?
Yeah.
She wants that. She has
introduced yesterday,
wasn't
it?
Yeah,
it
should be
different.
Why
might
cost a lot of money?
Should we
change all them signs? Jan?
Who is Bartlett?
That's about what it's going to be in 5 years. You know, people ask that. What's Bartlett?
I'll never forget him. I'll guarantee you that much.
Well, what did he do?
Give my son the appointment.
Didn't Bill Wood help you too?
I thought maybe they'd name that after me, but I guess...
I'd like to move that we consider Joint Resolution 62 on commending the military in the Fairbanks area. Food pass.
What's it for? What do you mean?
It's good to read it.
Oh, Ed.
Commending the military for what?
Good job.
Doing what?
Good job.
What are they doing? What are you
read
doing
it. They're giving employment. They're a source of cultural enrichment.
Come on.
There's a lot of
You must be getting. You must be getting. Some kind of commission.
Every time I bring up something, he accuses me of having a motive, which of course is good politics in the Fairbanks area.
I know Ed will vote against that.
That's what I want to get some of these neoliberals, you know, they don't like the military, come up and vote against them and see how many votes we
get. Get to Bartlett Highway, let's go.
Okay, let's go. Dan, move. I move. We pass this
Bartlett
Highway.
Yeah.
SCR 22.
You don't object to that?
That's Republican. We got it there.
Then move that we pass the renaming the Anchorage Fairbanks Highway to Bartlett Highway.
But do not pass that. Now, what about this other?
I'll say I want to name it after Greening or Egan.
Dan, give me that other resolution. I'll sign it.
Walter J. Hickel Highway.
Huh? Well, you give me Hickel with a goddamn mud and Bartlett the pavement.
Say the other Hickel. We gave him the highway, you can't say anymore.
And we're going to run into a problem because the other end of it's named the Hickel Highway.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, it's not too popular up in our country. We made highways up there.
Hey, that statement he made yesterday was a dumb statement.
Jeez.
Look at all these guys singing the two pants. That's the big suck with Nixon, you know.
Yeah.
What's this? Is this the military?
Yeah.
I don't know what to do about that. That's a tough one. I don't know what to
what
do
about
that.
What are you saying? Do not pass on it. That's
all.
Thank you,
military. Yeah, Mark, top of this. Some of those boys.
That's
yeah,
great.
What are
you
arguing about?
Decide do not pass.
I smell you something. I want to read this thing.
I'll read it.
I got
an idea. He's a nice guy.
You put in a minute, Bill.
Get an idea out of you. Contributed much to the cultural enrichment and economic development of the Golden Heartland. Oh, Christ.
Oh, Bill, come on.
Has suffered more than its share of public harassment and obstructionist tactics designed to appease their duty of protecting our nation?
Did you want this Bartlett Highway?
Uh-oh. I got a mistake.
What do you mean, do not?
Well, I just asked you, it wasn't marked.
Hey, yeah, I found the stink. Whereas the boy...